We're doing the Drashot Aran, we're up to page Kuf Mem Daled in the Shalem edition, Shin Lamed Daled in the Mosader of Cook edition. The Aran had said that there's a distinction between Gambit Anaf Hashem Biglalchem, the verse that says God was upset at me because of you. Not only you hurt yourself in sinning, but you also caused me to lose out. And then in Dvarim, where Moshe says, "Vayitaber Hashem bi lema'anchem," God was upset at me on your behalf, where Moshe is telling the Jewish people, look at how much God values you, that God was upset at me because I wasn't careful enough in respecting you. Lema'anchem is not your fault, but on the contrary, on your behalf, God was upset at me. And the Ran had quoted the Medrash, where God says to Moshe, this will teach future judges to be careful not to curse people who come before them. The indication is, when I don't forgive you, Moshe, what I'm showing is how respectful one has to be of the Jewish people. This will be an indicator to future generations to respect their judges. Uvesifri amru. And in the Sifrei, the Medrash called Sifrei. Why is it called Sifrei? Because Rav composed two Midrashim. The first Midrash was on the book of Vayikra, so that's called Safra Debei Rav, the book from the house of Rav. And then the second Midrash was composed on two books of the Torah, on Bamidbar and Devarim. So it's called Sifrei Debei Rav, the two books, the two Midrashim of Rav. So that's the Midrash on Bamidbar and Devarim. Our sages said the following in that Midrash. Vayomer Hashem Elai Rav Lachs. Moshe says, God said to me, enough. Amarlo, God said to Moshe, Moshe, Tugma ata oseh ledayanim. You are going to be an example for future judges. Yomru, future judges will say. Uma Moshe shaya chacham chachamim. If Moshe, who is wisest of the wise, vegadol gdolim, and the great among great, lo nasa lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu al panim, al yaday shamar shimuna amorim, God was not willing to forgive him for having said to the Jewish people, listen here, rebellious ones, v'nigzera gzera shelo ikanes la'aretz, and God decreed he would not enter the land, ha'me'anin et adin v'ha'me'avtin et adin al'achat kama v'chama. If we, the judges, are a little bit lax in coming to a decision, if we, the judges, are not diligent to get it right, if we, the judges, end up giving a ruling that's off, how much more so will God hold it against us? If Moshe was taken to task over this nuance of expression, he says rebellious one, so he was upset at the Jews, and he said something derogatory to them, and God wasn't willing to forgive him, then what a weight do we, the judges, have to make sure to get it right, to at least give the right ruling? Our sages here taught, Shepeirush mikraze, what the verse is teaching us is, Shemipnei kvodam shel Yisrael lo kibel Hashem itbach tfilato. It was out of honor for Israel that God doesn't accept Moshe's prayer. Didn't you ever wonder? Moshe prays so many times on behalf of the Jewish people, and he gets what he wants. And then when he himself is stuck, God says, enough, no, I'm not accepting it. Here we're seeing an answer. Aval elu ha-midrashim hitu ktzat ha-mefarshim. These midrashim, though, they caused some of the commentaries to err. Shemitocham chashvu shechetos shel Moshe haya mipnei shamar shimuna amorim. Some commentaries thought that Moshe's sin was actually the fact that he said, "Listen here, rebellious ones." The eino chen. Ran says that's not so. Yes.
We say that when Amisol was going to try to suit that they were on such a high level that they were like above all the enemy, but then they went to the whole the rubber was involved in the whole Khatelu thing, the Khaturagi and all these other things that seem so much bigger than scorning. I don't know, I mean, like, you see scorning this time to accept two scorning people. So I'm wondering, big difference in the drop, and the very big difference in the level of the Sarah Hajj and the Zim, and they make such a big drop onto rejecting the whole purpose of where they're going. It's such a big. Do you have a question?
Not yet.
Is there such a big drop between. Moshe's level is so much bigger that this little thing, like that much more magnified than Am Yisrael, and they're at such a high level themselves, but they did something so much worse.
First of all, for those two sins, they didn't enter the land of Israel. Secondly, we don't yet know why Moshe isn't going in. He hasn't yet explained it. Let's hear him out. Yes. Let's see. Okay.
By the way, we just asked the question 2 seconds. As far as I understood, in Yom Suf, this was a great hesed, but they weren't necessarily on such a high level yet. Sinai.
Agreed. Like the Rashba writes, that the prophetic vision they saw at Yom Suf was not because they were on a high level, it was a miracle. Yeah.
Let's see.
The Ran says it's not so. That was not Moshe's sin. When the verse describes Moshe's sin, the verse says, "Yan lo hemantem bi lakdisheni le'nei b'nei Israel." It says, because you didn't have emunah in me to sanctify me before the Jewish people. That's not the way to describe it. If his sin was that he didn't respect Israel properly. Even though Maimonides tries to squeeze it into those words, the Ran says, but that doesn't fit. If his sin was that he used the words Shimunah Morim, so then why is God saying, you haven't had enough faith in me? But the prime thing is as follows. Moshe's sin in that occurrence was from a different point. The Ran says, being that we explained it in the previous speech, I'm not going to go into it now. Even though his sin was not in his saying Shimuna Morim, in kol ze badibur ahu be'atzmo shaga. Nonetheless, in that he actually did err. That wasn't the prime sin. But he did err in saying Shimuna Morim. That was a mistake. Ad she'efshar she'mitzad adibur ahu ba'a lo hashgaga ha'acheret she'ayta atzuma mimenu. That's why it could be that when he began with one mistake, by turning to the Jewish people and saying, saying to them Shimuna Morim, that led into the second mistake, which we discussed about hitting the rock, etc. We discussed that a few weeks ago. Kmo shamru razal, as our sages taught, mikivan sheba lichlal kas, ba lichlal taut. That's what our sages say. Moshe got upset. When he got upset, that led him to err. He got upset when he said, listen here, rebellious ones. And that led him to the sin of hitting the rock. V'kvar pirashti bazeh shatut eino etzem hakas. And I've already explained earlier in the previous speech, his mistake was not the anger. Maimonides learns his sin and his mistake was the anger. The Ran argues with Maimonides. He says, no, the anger led him to make a mistake, but the mistake itself was not that. Aval davar acher sovev mimenu. Something else came out of it, and that's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next week.